This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for Late Junction. Here's Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, John. The usual diverse selection of sounds coming up, starting with music from Mr. Gil Scott-Heron.
This is a song about change, you see. We say many things about the changing aspects of our lives. We say that since change is inevitable, we should direct the change rather than simply continue to go through the change. We sing a song of revolution as change to the brothers in the Caribbean and Africa, where I'm coming from.
Understand where I'm coming from. Yeah.
understand. Now I'm trying my best to explain, but tell me, do you understand? Cause if we ever get together, be so much better, brother, understand.
Gil Scott-Heron, together with Brian Jackson and Delta Man from the 1977 Bridges album, kicking off tonight's edition of Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, back with a full 90-minute form tonight, so we can stretch out a little bit and indulge in the usual mix of sounds from across the musical spectrum, including more video game music from the 80s to the present day, and of course more organ music. Plus, we're live, so feel free to tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Let us know what you're up to as you listen to the show this evening. And in the background, it's new music from Tokyo Hands, not the Japanese department store, but North Carolina-based producer, released next week on the excellent Donkey Pitch label. This is Letter. An extract from The Fairy Queen, composed by Henry Purcell and performed by German soprano Anna Prohaska, together with the chamber group Arcangelo, featuring cellist Jonathan Cohen. And more Purcell coming up later in the programme. You've been tweeting already, this is great. A really nice one from Pronounced Alva, which says, Late Junction is far too zany for regular human ears, which I think is good. I like that. We got some original arcade game music from 1986 coming up in a moment. And before that, BAFTA-nominated and multi-award-winning sound composer Jessica Curry with music from the 2012 Dear Esther video game, I Have Begun My Ascent. That's new from Berlin-based John Cohen, who's been recording and performing as half of Dead Feather since 2010 and has released music on labels like Tiger Beat 6, 3x3 and Robot Elephant. His new Deaf Arena EP, about to come out on Exotic Pylon, features that brilliantly menacing Sweet Tester. And before that, music written in hexadecimal, or MML, by Nobuyuki Onogi, and played back on an 8-channel Namco WSG chip found inside the mid-80s video arcade game Metro Cross, and released on an album that I picked up in a second-hand vinyl store in Japan some years ago called The Return of Video Game Music 2. Love to know if you ever played that game, Metro Cross, or what other video game music you remember from the 80s. Edward has tweeted in saying Robocop theme on the Game Boy was a bit of a classic, so I'm going to try and dig that one out. And next up, we've got some brand new music from Brooklyn trio Archie Pelago and this stunning 15-minute title track from their Sly Gazebo EP. Really love that. All 15 minutes of a brand new artist, as far as I'm concerned, from Brooklyn, combining their passion for electronics, classical and jazz, and apparently they can do that live out of the studio as well. Archie Pelago with them, Sly Gazebo. Just going back to a piece of music we played earlier, Jonathan has commented on Twitter, hearing the Dear Esther video game soundtrack sounding very eerie, considering he's not actually playing the game and it's just kind of playing on the radio, and I didn't really consider that before. And we've got another one more sort of video game soundtrack coming up a little bit later on the show, another request actually, and also some organ music coming up as well. And before that, from the soundtrack to George Greenough's 1968 surf movie, written and performed by the Dragon Brothers and Denny Arberg, collectively known as Farm, this is Snake Charmer. Thank you. So two very different organ music requests, demonstrating what brilliantly open-minded musical beings you all are. Thelma Edwards asked for that composition by Belgian organist and teacher Floor Peters, Lead to the Sun, performed by Darcy Trinquan. And before that, Spencer Davis Group, Stevie Winwood on vocals, and the Hammond B3 with Gimme Some Lovin'. A great suggestion by Keith in Sevilla, and another organ track on tomorrow's Late Junction. Soundtrack music from Farm, the first of the trio of songs, and Max Reinhardt will be presenting Late Junction next week and the week after. And as part of the BBC's Sound of Cinema season from the 17th of September, he'll be playing his part by featuring film noir and Bollywood soundtracks. He's after your thoughts and requests, so feel free to tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Let him know what thoughts you've got for those movies. Fiona will have her part in that as well for her 2 weeks afterwards. And next we go to the new sound of Aurelian, sounding a bit like a kind of one-man Yagayazist, All Been Here. Thank you. As promised, their video game music, this time from Halo 2 by Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvatore. Thanks to Junko via Twitter for reminding me about the Halo theme. Incidentally, for all video game music fans, there's an event called Game Music Connect taking place in London on Monday at the Purcell Room of the South Bank Centre, featuring guest speakers from the games music world, including composers, producers and industry experts. Earlier this week on InTune, Sean announced Radio 3's 2013 New Generation Artists, six young artists that we believe will be the classical music stars of the future. You can see the details of who has made it on the list. This is the 15th year of the scheme on the Radio 3 website. Go to the classical section and scroll down to the New Generation Artists link. Well, one of the current NGA stars is young British saxophonist and composer Trish Clowes, who made this exclusive Radio 3 recording with Chris Montague on guitar, as well as the jazz pianist and former New Generation artist Gwilym Simcock. This is Small Pieces of Wood.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a great listener request. That's both an organ track. Well, I guess the Moog is a kind of organ, plus it's the title music from A Clockwork Orange, an electronic transcription by Wendy Carlos of Henry Purcell's 1695 composition, music for the funeral of Queen Mary. I wish I could find the piece of paper that had the name of the person who requested that, but thank you very much for doing that. We definitely know who you are, so much appreciated. And before that, new generation artist Trish Klaus. I'll be back tomorrow night at the slightly later time of 11:45. Many thanks for listening tonight. I'm going to leave you with a piece of music that is only really ever heard outside the beautiful Hannah Peshar Sculpture Garden in Surrey. It was James in Bangor. Thank you very much for the request a little bit earlier for that excellent Moog track. The Hannah Peshar Sculpture Garden in Surrey, that's the place where you can hear this piece of music normally, but we've got a CD of it to play you here tonight on Late Junction, composed by Robert Jarvis. This is Halesia Carolina, Silver Bell Tree.